Shalom of Racha, welcome everyone. Continue with Pele Yoitz discussing Archim, Hachnasas Archim in Shin number 106. And he tells us a very important topic. Although every topic is important, the topic of Tznius, of modesty, is one of the Yisaidis. It's called the Yisaid, in fact, in regards to Yiddishkeit. Tznius is a foundation of Yiddishkeit. And the focus here of inviting guests to one's house is that a person's wife, who let's say on Shabbos, she wears her nicest clothing, and before Shabbos she put on her makeup and her jewelry, and she looks the best that she can look for a husband. Person has to be careful that his wife should be tznua. She has to be careful. The wife should be modest in the house when there are guests around. Now, she has to be modest all the times. What he's discussing here is the whole Arum Yase Bedas. Use your chachm, use your seichel. Sometimes, let's say, for example, you have a situation where there's a young couple, and they don't have children yet, they just got married. So they invite someone over, the husband's friend. So what happens is like this. The husband's sitting in the middle, right? That makes sense. Okay. And then the wife sits to his left. That makes sense. And guess what? That bacher is sitting to the right. So every time the bacher is finished with his soup, he picks up his head and he's looking at his friend's wife. Does that make sense? No, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. So you say, well, how do you, what do? Use your seichel. Okay, use your seichel. That's what the Pele Yoitz is discussing over here. That when a person invites guests over, they have to make sure there's proper tznius, whether it's by the table when they're sitting and eating, or whether throughout the whole entire time that there's guests over, there has to be proper tznius taking place. And the choshuva women that listen to the shiurim will be using their seichel to make sure that they are noyheik, they are practicing the tznius in the proper way. He says next piece, next point. Before I tell you what he says, I want to tell you a quick story. Many years ago, I had a shiloh. I went to a rav. So I knocked on the door, I rang the bell. He opens the door and he sticks out his arm, Shalom Aleichem! And he gives me a big smile. And I felt great. I felt great that this happened probably around 24 years ago. And I'm telling you this story today. So obviously it made an impression on me, right?
Yeah.
Now, I came in, and he said to me, the next thing he said, I'm on the phone. I have a phone call. He was a Pesach, so he was taking a Shiloh. Can you please wait for me a minute? So he went to finish the phone call, and I was waiting for him. He was mekabel me. He greeted me b'sever ponim yofos, with a beautiful smile, with a beautiful welcome. Please come in. That's how he says we have to make sure when we have guests, when we invite guests, mitnai mitzvah achnasas orchim, she mekabel es kol ha'odom b'sever ponim yofos. Greet them all with a tremendous smile, that they should feel comfortable that you invited them to the house, not a situation where, welcome. You really are coming? Oh, I forgot. It was this Shabbos you're coming? Obviously, we're not going to do that, right? V'yoyser choshuv, u'mekubu merutsa b'eini elokim v'odom pascha reva, im yefeyenayim v'toyv royim im ha'acholu p'tumus b'fonim zoyafois. The guests and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would rather you give the biggest smile, but you don't have the nicest food to serve, as opposed to the most delicious spread, but the person gets the impression that you're not really happy that he's sitting next to you. So this is very important, and I want to tell you something else. It doesn't cost you a penny. It doesn't cost you a penny to smile. And then he discusses, which we'll pick it up next time and to share, the importance of making sure the environment in the house when you have guests over is a pleasant environment. Because what happens is, if there's tension in the house, the guest might think that they're upset that I'm here. We should never give a guest that impression.